Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. Yes, let's talk. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for the talk and AEW.
Time for talking AEW. We are home again.
Well, AEW later, but
we are home again because there's just too many holidays that need to be celebrated on Monday, apparently.
Apparently.
So we are in the home studio. Hopefully we can get through a month or two here. We're in the studio in the main studio every week.
I hope. Good luck on that.
So we have kind of a somber show this week.
Yeah.
As on Sunday, Richard Beltzer passed away.
He played John Munch. No kidding.
On SVU.
Yes, Detective John Munch on SVU.
Tell us about it.
You got your little list, let's see.
You got your little notepad there.
Yeah, to let you guys know, he was from Homicide Life on the Street before. And yeah, he was still playing Munch on there, and they canceled it out in 1999. So what they decided to do was to move the character from Baltimore over to New York. That's what they decided to do. And he was in the first season, was absolutely great and fantastic. And then what they decided to do for the second season was team him up with no other than Ice-T. Then it ended up becoming Finn and Munch, which was really, really interesting. I mean, sometimes the character would just go off on just about any thing you could ever imagine, but I think my favorite episode of all was what happened is there was a character I forgot her name, but she is she's a deaf actress, and she was on
Marley Matlin.
Yes, that was her, and she ended up being on there and. Unfortunately, she helped a person go ahead, and she played a doctor, and she helped that person commit suicide, literally. And they were, you know, so much against it and everything, and murder, however. But they charged her for it. They ended up putting her into the hospital jail, and then they found out later on that she ended up having a kidney disorder. And Munch was there trying to support her as much as possible and trying to understand, you know, hey, you know, you done wrong, but still his heart went out to her that she needed the fact of having this operation to save her life. And it was pretty interesting. I mean, it really was really cool. I love the character and how sympathetic he was with her. And how he was sympathetic with a lot of different characters that were in there. One thing he never liked was the ones where children were involved. Forget it. I mean, little ones being involved in any kind of the sexual acts with the special victims, he really, really think he ended up becoming sergeant, captain. They had him from detective to sergeant to captain, and he ended up taking on that role when the gentleman who was the captain had unfortunately retired from the force. So, and then it ended up being our own lovely lady. She ended up being in charge.
Olivia.
Yep, Olivia Benson. She ended up being in charge. So it's gone pretty much into the up down.
I read something while looking at his bio that he used to be a comedian.
Yes, he was a stand-up comedian.
He was a stand-up comic.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Before he got into all his acting stuff.
Yes, he was.
Oh, well, that would explain the sarcasm and everything that he had when he went ahead and would joke around. And one of his co-stars, Chris Meliani, who plays, of course, Elliot, went ahead and posted a picture of him and Chris going ahead, and Chris had given him a kiss, and he said, here he goes, I'm going to miss you, mon ami. Going to miss you, my love.
All right, so our
it was cute.
Topic that we picked today is our favorite franchise.
Favorite franchises, and which ones do you think is the best out of, you know, the genre that they're in? So, who do you think is the best Batman?
All right, so let's start with this. I read on social media this weekend. Why isn't there a Star Wars Rogue One Part 2?
Really?
Now, let's recap this, shall we?
Really?
Star Wars Rogue One was getting the plans for the Death Star.
Yes.
And at the end of Rogue One, they give the plans to Princess Leia.
Yeah.
So, people, figure this out. This Star Wars Rogue One Part 2 would be Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Because it leads into A New Hope.
Yeah, and when they went ahead and asked Leia, what were you given? And she says, hope.
So for those of you who are thinking about, where is Star Wars Rogue One Part 2? Go out and buy Star Wars A New Hope. And there it is. There will not be a Rogue One Part 2, because that leads into A New Hope.
Yeah,
the original Star Wars film from 1977.
Even the director said Rogue One fits in that gap after between 3 and 4.
Right.
So what were they not getting?
And while we're on
when they saw Darth Vader and Princess Leia.
While we're on the subject of Han Solo. How many Indiana Jones films is this guy going to do?
Right now? 5.
He's like 90.
It's
funny how he said he wanted to get killed off the Han Solo character. He wanted to kill off the Han Solo character at the end of The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
We wait until
Force Awakens. Which is on TV.
To actually kill him off.
Yes.
But yet, here we are, Indiana Jones, Part 5.
Yes.
I would have killed him off in Indiana, sorry.
So, what favorite franchises are we talking about? Because Star Wars has gone too far. I have to complain to Disney.
Well, go ahead. Let your vent go off.
How many more Star Wars things? I mean, I love Star Wars and all that. We have all 9 movies, and I've read the book. I've had these debates with people over Star Wars, but you got the 9 films. You got the Clone Wars. You got the Mandalorian. You got the Ahsoka show that's supposed to come on. You got Obi-Wan.
Star Wars Rebels. You have
Star Wars Rebels.
You have the Bad Bunch.
I mean, how much more backstory?
You have the Bad Bunch. You have Endor. I mean, seriously.
How many more backstories do we have to do on these people?
I have no idea.
And there's even a hint at the end of Rise of Skywalker, where Lando Calrissian talks to the chick that helped Finn.
Janae,
and she goes, "Where are you from?" And she goes, "I don't know." And Lando Calrissian goes, "Well, let's find out. So is that a hint that we're going to have a backstory on Janae? We pretty much have a backstory on Lando from Solo.
Yeah. Which was in which he was a card player.
Well, I'm sure there was...
Lando was a card, and Lando was a card
but
player.
How much more backstories can we do?
He was a hustler. Thank you, he was a hustler.
I enjoy seeing Ian McGregor and Hayden Christensen back together in Obi-Wan.
Yes.
Kenobi. But, how is this going to play out? Let's think about this just for a minute. So far, we're good because Ian McGregor looks like Obi-Wan from the prequels.
Exactly.
How is Disney and Lucasfilms and John Favreau going to take this guy to make him look like Alec Guinness in A New Hope?
Probably due to computerized aging, like they do the de-aging. Just do it in reverse and just age him towards Alec Guinness.
Because at some point...
That's the only thing I can think of.
At some point in this show, if it survives, you're going to have to start turning him into Alec Guinness.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think there's enough footage for them to do what they did with Leia.
There's a lot of footage. I mean, they can go to... I mean, Star Wars wasn't Alec Guinness's only movie.
Well,
they can do what they did with Peter Cushing.
That's what I'm thinking. Rogue One.
In Rogue One. And what they did was they took unused scenes from A New Hope. They used other footage from his other movies because his estate gave him permission.
And also a bus that his estate gave them,
right,
too.
And they tied that all together to get him to be in Rogue One. But now we're talking about Ian McGregor.
Oh, I know.
Now Sir Alec Guinness was in his, almost in his 70s when he did Star Wars. In 1977.
Exactly.
So now you have Ian McGregor, who's like in his 40s now.
Higher. Somewhere around 50s.
And now you've got to, somewhere in this show, as the show evolves, you have to age him into Alec Guinness.
Yes.
To bring it up to the storyline for A New Hope.
Yeah.
And we go back to SVU. We go back to SVU, and Ian McGregor was actually in an episode. No, it was ER. He was in an episode of ER. I think he was in SVU, too.
No, he was in ER.
I know he was in ER.
No, you're probably thinking of Ben Solo, and that would be Adam Driver. He was in SVU.
All right, so...
I'm sorry.
Where else do we want to go with this? We'll have a Rocky 5000.
Here's a weird thing. Weird topic.
This is why Speaking of SVU.
Do you know that actually Carol's character started out on Homicide?
Oh.
She did.
I thought Carol's character started out on ER.
Character from ER started on Homicide. She went ahead and she was... Because
Mariska was in ER.
No, I'm talking about Juliana Margulies.
Oh, Juliana Margulies. Talking about Mariska Hargitay.
No, not Mariska. Well, obviously Mariska came from ER and then became Olivia Benson. No, Juliana Margulies' character, Carol, was actually on Homicide: Life on the Street. She went ahead and her character Carol, was a druggie, and her overdose, she was supposed to die on the episode. And being that ER and Homicide both have the same producers, They decided to go ahead and say, well, what if she lived her, what if she lived her overdose? And the detective that found her and saw that she OD'd was Munch.
And that would have tied it into her overdose on ER.
Yes. Then that was a crossover that was supposed to happen, but never did.
Didn't have actually Munch and them bring her into, well, no, because Homicide Life on the Street
was
Chicago.
It was Baltimore.
It was Baltimore, so that really couldn't happen because ER was Chicago.
Yeah. I think
that'd be a long trip.
I know it should be dead by poor woman.
Yeah, but we're not going to take you to a hospital in Chicago. We're going to go to Baltimore just to make this crossover happen.
I have no, but honestly, if you go ahead and you look it up, her character was supposed to die on homicide and was supposed to die of the overdose. She didn't. Her character survived to go on to ER. And the thing is she went ahead and she stopped going ahead and doing it, and her co-star was the one that went in and told her they're gonna keep Carol alive. Go ahead and audition for the part. Guess who the co-star was?
George Clooney.
Yes, it was George. She can thank George.
George Clooney.
Yes, right, who as you call is actually a worthy opponent for the Batman seat.
Okay, yeah, let's get to that.
With Michael
Shall
Keaton.
We? This could take the rest of the half hour.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's get to that. There have been numerous Batmans throughout the year, starting with Adam West in the 1960s.
Yes.
Up to Michael Keaton, George Clooney,
right.
Robert Pattinson.
Right, unfortunately.
Christian Bale, 007.
Ben Affleck.
No, both 007s. Pierce Bronson and the other 007.
You
there.
Missed one.
Daniel Craig wasn't?
I thought he was a Batman, too.
You missed one.
Who did I miss?
Val Kilmer.
So, you know, you go through all these Batmans and you narrow it down to who's your favorite Batmans. I have two. I have three. Adam West. Michael Keaton.
Right.
George Clooney. Just you know, the lines that Michael Keaton was given. You know, you go back to the first film, he goes, I want you to tell all your friends about me.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
Yep.
Just from that iconic line, and then Jack Nicholson, you know, as Joker. And they're, what kind of world do we live in where a man dressed up as a bat gets all my press? I'm giving away free money. And where's the Batman?
Home
washing his tights.
This town needs an enema.
Yes, we said that. I mean, just, and you know, you have Michael Keaton.
And yes, someone did a spit take.
You have Michael Keaton for the first two films.
Well, yeah.
And then comes George Clooney.
No, it was Val Kilmer.
But guess what? After all is said and done, the smoke is clear and the dust is settled. Who is the Batman in the new Flash movie? Michael Keaton.
Personally, for me, Michael Keaton, George Clooney, and Adam West is those three are Batman.
Because Michael Keaton. Everything he touched turned into gold.
Exactly.
No matter what role, it was a comedic role or a dramatic role like in Batman, or his comedy roles like Mr. Mom, Jack Frost, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Which is, part two is in production.
Yeah,
Michael Keaton's going to reprise his role. Kathleen Turner's going to reprise her role. And I think Winona's coming back.
I believe, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to see Baldwin. He's in enough trouble.
Yeah.
Because Stephen was
the Rust.
Was that Stephen Baldwin that did the Rust thing?
No, that was Alec.
Right, Alec Baldwin. That's who was in Beetlejuice. Was Alec Baldwin? So I'm pretty sure he's in.
I know the Baldwin brothers kind of look the same,
he's in enough trouble from Rust.
Give me a break.
I don't think he'll be back for Beetlejuice.
When are they not in trouble? I'm sorry, but I don't mean to be criticizing, but when are they not in trouble?
What about, this is this new show with Sylvester Stallone.
New show with Stallone.
The Mafia in Georgia or whatever
no,
it is.
Oh, Tulsa King. I mean, granted, yeah, Stallone can go ahead and probably pull off Mafia Boss. I mean, he kind of gives those vibes.
Well, he's Italian.
Yeah, not much of a stretch. Sorry, hey, come on. We're Italians. Come on now.
But to see...
We're not knocking our own people. Come on now.
To see Rocky and to see Commando...
Yeah.
And to see these films that he was in, and then now he's a mafia boss in the Tulsa King. That's as bad as John Leguizamo, who's in that other movie, that Christmas movie.
Frightful Night. No, Silent Fight or something like that.
Oh, we have to.
I forget which one it is.
But I tell you, but... Let me look it up. But he, you know,
that's not something you want to hear from Sid the Slaw.
Yeah. What else have we got?
You know, come on.
Who else can we...
It's not something you want to hear. A cute little character like Sid the Slaw come out and turn around and tell you he's going to want to knock somebody off. That's not a fun thing to hear.
I'm looking. I'm actually.
And of course, then you have Ant-Man coming out with a brand new one. I'm sorry, I can't see that man. Violent Night. Thank you.
That's the movie he's in.
But yeah, I mean, come on now.
What? What are we talking about?
I'm sorry, Phil Rudd does...
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd does...
Phil Rudd is the drummer for AC/DC.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Paul Rudd is Ant-Man.
Thank you. I'm sorry. The last name Rudd throws me off. Paul, it's kind of hard to see him as Ant-Man when you went ahead and you grew up seeing him as Josh from freaking Clueless.
Or Mike on Friends.
But it's hard to see him as a superhero.
For her, she should be in all her glory. Deadpool 3 is coming out. And Hugh Jackman is in it reprising his role as Wolverine.
As long as he's got clothes on.
For the first time since he said he would never go back to that role again.
Wasn't
there some big stink that came up and said Hugh Jackman would never play Wolverine again?
No, actually, he's been
after the last one he was in, he said he was done playing Wolverine?
I think so. It was Logan, I think he said. Yeah, he said he was probably going to not think about it. Unless it was surprisingly a good role, the way that it was written.
Ryan Reynolds that talked him into it.
Well, Ryan could talk anybody into doing something.
After Deadpool 2, if you watch the ending credits for Deadpool 2, Hugh Jackman is kind of in there with when Ryan Reynolds was the original Deadpool, just so he's clearing up the timeline. So he kind of talked Hugh Jackman into coming back to play... To play Wolverine one more time.
Yeah, because if you see the teaser trailer for it, he said it goes, "Hey Hugh, you want to play Logan again?"
Sure.
And how do we go from in Transformers? How do we go from Shia LaBeouf to Marky Mark?
Because Shia went ahead.
How did that transition happen?
Because Shia went ahead and made the comedy a little too old to be playing pretend.
And Marky
with
Mark
robots.
Isn't.
Mark doesn't give a crap. He'll play any role you give
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but okay,
he
wait.
Played with
wait,
a teddy freaking bear.
Wait a minute. You. Shia LaBeouf goes, I'm too old to be playing the Transformer movies. And then you get Mark, what's his name?
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, who's in his 50s doing Transformers when Shia LaBeouf is in his 50s.
40s.
Okay, so Mark Wahlberg is older, and he's already done two Transformer movies.
I know.
So how do we go from Shia LaBeouf to Marky Mark?
Don't know. All we know is they ended up that
I have to double check on it. What happened on that one?
Not quite sure.
I know after the second movie or the first movie, I think the one that played his girlfriend had some problems that she didn't want to come back.
Megan Fox, because she wasn't being paid the same as Shiloh.
Well, no, she's not as popular as Shiloh, but
That was her problem because it was not equal pay. But
you still have the guy who did Winnie the Pooh. It's still doing Optimus Prime.
Hey, and that would be Jim Cummings.
Is that really?
Yes, Jim Cummings was the voice. Yes, Jim Cummings is the voice of Winnie the Pooh and also Tigger, and also he does the voice of Optimus Prime.
And he's the one that had to finish
the song.
Finish
Be
Prepared in The Lion King because
yes.
Jeremy Irons blew out his voice.
Yes.
I never knew that was Jim Cummings.
Yes, it's Jim Cummings.
It's Winnie the Pooh.
Also known as Ed in Lion King. Yes, Ed the Hyena is Lion King is Jim Cummings too.
I figured you know about the Shia LaBeouf thing. You're a big Transformers fan.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. The little gal, like she said, she really had a big iffy-biffy about the fact that she accused the director of sexual harassment.
Yeah, that would get you blackballed.
Yep. So they decided
just
run out to
Hollywood
go with
quick.
They decided to.
That's worse than slapping somebody. Sorry.
Exactly.
Will.
Exactly.
Too soon.
Exactly. So yeah, it is worse than slapping somebody
during the Oscars.
Well, you know, no matter what you do or what you say in Hollywood, you have to be careful because sooner or later you could open a door or close it for you.
Okay, was that too soon? Actually,
no.
Okay?
No. It's been over a year. It's not too soon.
Nope. Just be careful.
Why during the Emmys, Eddie Murphy's sister and go makes a joke. Just as long as everybody keeps Will's wife's name out their mouth, I don't feel like getting slapped up here.
Was Will Smith at the Emmys? Probably not.
I don't know, but
he probably walk in there. Poof.
Eddie's way of saying thank you.
All right, this is a fun half hour.
It has been, and it was exciting, and we had our cat audience again.
And in honor of Richard Belzer, we're gonna go out of here with the theme from SVU. We will see everybody, hopefully, in the real studio next week.
Have a good one, 73 guys.
Take care.
System, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.